Ah, good. Just
more
in time.
More accusations, yo. Physical abuse, sexual misconduct.
Right.
This time it's coming from a lady named DJ Kitty Jones. She told all of her story to Rolling Stone. She says that she met R. Kelly when she was 33, and she was physically assaulted by him 10 times in 1 year. Here's a little bit of her story. She says at one point she found a video that was at the heart of his child pornography trial. So she challenged him over the phone a little bit and said, yo, why do you still have this out here for easy access? He said, allegedly,
mistake number one.
Okay, she just told something. She just told us something. Go
if
ahead.
If you're with a man and you find a child pornography anything, you write a note and say, deuces. There's no, and you can't even explain yourself out of it.
It was a video we all saw.
Okay. You shouldn't even have that.
But she
but
found
she
it.
Did it. She did it. She called him to try to challenge him about it. Yeah.
She warned him.
And he said, bitch, don't you ever fucking accuse me of something like that.
You little bitch.
And she saw the video.
She said he never had spoken to me like that before.
Leave number two.
Okay, later that day, they drove home.
Now had to have this keeping score.
And she was like, I gotta get my apology on. I'm sorry. It wasn't enough. He allegedly kicked her. One time, two time, three time. Allegedly hit her with some open hand slaps to the face.
Seven leaves. That was seven leaves.
Seven red flags already.
Bitch, you gotta be fucked up.
She said while he was doing this, he was continuing with calling her a stupid bitch.
Eight leaves.
To never get in his business.
Nine.
Then she goes on to say he forced her to have sex with other women.
10 leaves.
At one point, she became so nauseated with her face in some woman's vagina that she allegedly threw up.
Allegedly.
Smell like shit back here.
She said 99% of the time, I didn't want to do it. And I would tell him I didn't want to do it. It was the most horrible thing.
How long did she end up staying? Damn, what the hell happened to Phil?
Yo, what up, citizens? It's your boy, Kales, and you're listening to Sway in the Morning.
Don't listen. Stop listening. How long was she with him?
She hasn't said, but she was a major fan of him from like her entire life. That was her favorite singer. So a part of it was her being just starstruck and I guess living out this childhood fantasy.
There's no excuse for any man putting his hand on a woman unless you're trying to protect the bullet, but perhaps, you know, but there's no excuse for that under these circumstances. But at 33 years of age, I really feel like this woman at one of these red flags should have got out of here.
11 flags.
Like, get out of there. What are you doing? You're 33. You're not 16. You're not 15. You're not 14. You knew who R. Kelly was.
You
worked at a radio station. And she said, and I'm not trying to put the blame. Blame is on him. But you got to be, come on.
He gotta be smarter too.
She shouldn't have went.
Both gotta be smarter. And you know what too? You know what this is all making me realize? If when I have a kid, you gotta get therapy early before even anything is like wrong necessarily. Just to make sure all
birth.
We
were growing up.
So you also don't know everyone's business. Do you think everyone's just gonna say things
33,
on a mic?
Work for a radio station.
Quit your job.
Quit
Tracy
your job.
Said,
right?
Then
go
then
hang out with
yeah,
the,
go ahead,
hang out with the R&B singer.
But she already. But you can tell something's already off.
With her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would do that for Maya and possibly Chili. Trying to think if there's anybody else I would do that for.
You would go down on a dude in her.
Yeah, I throw up after, but you know what I'm saying?
Hey, hey. You want to complete the experience? Hey. For you, Chili.
You, I will.
Suck a dick. I will.
Suck a dick.
I will.
Y'all need to get a dick.
Five flowers.
All right, let's move on to another story. Of sexual harassment allegations. Everybody's wild, yo. More little clones of Harvey Weinstein coming out. So, big time New Orleans celebrity chef John Besh He stepped down yesterday from his company he founded amid sexual harassment allegations against him and other male employees. He is one of the city's most recognizable male celebrated chefs.
Well, yes. They were those assaulters.
Exactly. Other dudes. Yeah, he wasn't assaulting other men. Yeah. But he's got many women that are coming out saying that he was doing all sorts of inappropriate things. And it's crazy because we recently had Rachel Ray here on the show. She was celebrating her 2000th episode. And I asked her, in this, you know, cooking restaurant industry, is there any stories of sexual misconduct? And this is what she said.
And I can remember literally a chef saying to me, go get me one of those kitchen buckets, you know, go get me a Sprite and strain it through your underwear. Like, that kind of thing.
Wow. That's hot.
Come on.
OQ?
Come
on. You want to clarify that? You want to clarify that?
That's a delicacy, actually, in southern parts of Asia.
Is it? Penny snacks?
Cootie burger.
Penny snacks.
All right, let me just tell y'all another story.
Tracy, nobody cares. What's
yeah, somebody
wrong?
Fucking cares.
No, I care.
They tweet
Tracy,
me and
Tracy,
tell me they
Tracy,
care.
Tracy, okay. I care.
All right.
Go ahead.
And you're going to care. This has to do with your lady, Mary J. Blige, and Ken Do asking for more money. I don't know what's going on. But he wants the spousal support to be upped. First he was getting, and we already know, you know, he's demanding money ever since they filed for divorce. Allegedly, he was dirty dogging it with her protege, all of this hot mess. Now, the judge ordered Mary to pay Ken Do, and this was also her manager, to pay Ken Do $30,000 a month. Now he is trying to go back into court because apparently he wants $65,000 a month.
Oh, hell no.
Numbers to your average, you know, everyday citizen, $30,000 a month, that's $90,003, $270,009. Do the math.
And let me tell you why.
How much is a year? You might as well keep going.
I know, right? $360,000 for the whole year.
So you know how Mary, her most recent album, Strength of a Woman, right? And it has a lot of songs to help you get over a breakup, to activate your resilience. Well, he is saying he wants extra money because certain songs on there tarnished his profile in the industry.
Nah, his actions did that.
Right.
Nah, so not he's just like, Mary sang about songs like this her whole entire
right,
life.
But he's like, my reputation is stained, and I need you to pay to clean it up.
Nah, it's Mary J. Blige, kid. That ain't
blaming her for his fuck up.
Ain't that something?
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Thank you for that celebrity wire, Tracy.
Yes.
People want to reach you.
Twitter, Instagram, at it's Tracy G, ITSTRACY.
People want to reach Heather and DB and OQ and DJ Wonder, they can.
I'm at the happy hour, WHB.
It's really deep.
Back up on stage, probably leave my fucking show in a cop car. Shit was legendary, new on TV, I knew we know what I'm on top. Cocaine on the table, liquor pouring, don't give a damn. Don't your girlfriend is a goofy, she just trying to get in. Saying I'm with the band. Hey, now she acting out of pocket, trying to grab up on my pants. On that bitches in my trailer, said I ain't got. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on the Uzi and show up in them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that tango gra-ta-ta-ta.
I've been in the hills, fucking superstars, feeling like a pop star. Jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she's screaming out no more. They like savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old rats. LA bitches always asking where the coke at. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a pop tart, you know you are not hard. I done made a hot chart, remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, caught up on the Uzi and show up in the shot toss.
That's happening at 1 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you're in that passenger seat, boy.
I've been through. Life was a young man. You know what I'm saying? We all take a risk every day. But I ain't tripping.
Just left in my path. Just keep on up to the left so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the forfeit of Jamar. Cause they try to mess with third degree. That's me, myself, and I.
Unplugged. That happened in September. It will come out November 15th. 11 songs featuring Carly Rae Jepsen and Lorde. November 15th, CD and digital. Some fans who will see Queens of the Stone Age tonight in New York City found their tickets along the Q train in New York City, which happens to stop at Madison Square Garden, where the show is. Queens of the Stone Age had a bunch of tickets. They went full Willy Wonka for tonight's show at the Garden. Police in Swindon, which is in England, are looking for a Noel Gallagher lookalike who has been seen swinging from a bottle of white lightning and licking windows.
That was the latest Tuesday DL. Keep listening for more Alt Rock info as it happens on Alt Nation.
Sounds like a good time. Getting drunk. Just go lick some windows. What's wrong with that?
development tax credit. We don't even have to come to Washington to get a new law passed. The law is there. We just know that agriculture is not taking full advantage of it.
Johan says that given the current farm economy, farmers should be taking advantage of all the tax breaks available to them.
I think we're going to have a downsized farm bill, if you know what I'm saying. I just think
if you know what I'm saying, available. What? I'm not sure that I do. I thought I did. When you said downside farm bill, like that I get. Like, if you know what I'm saying. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He was presented with all this information on why Sarah Spain and Sam Ponder, those are really the two figureheads, I think, of this revolt.
We know for a fact, Sam Ponder. I think we are speculating.
No, we know for a fact, Sarah Spain.
Okay.
For a fact, Sarah Spain.
Okay.
They presented all of this. There was this big ESPNW conference. I also think that's why Ellicott tweeted it. I think that's part of it.
She knew this was all kind of on the horizon.
She was on vacation with Sarah Spain right before. So I think it's all in cahoots. They presented all this information to ESPN. ESPN said, okay, sorry if you're concerned. We need Boston. We need the show. We need access to their demo. We're sorry that your butt hurt over something 3 years ago. You have every right to be. We're moving on. This is a business.
Right.
What I don't think they expected, John Skipper, and what I didn't expect, is Sam Ponder basically said, okay, and she has every right. I've been very clear. I respect the grudge move. She said, I don't care about ESPN. I don't care about what's good for the company. I am going to do what's good for me. And what I think the move is to drop this tweet on their head the day before the show. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, maybe he should have canceled it. Like, he let the first show go. And to be honest, the first show, in the hours leading up to it, it was off. It was on, off, on, off. So they were struggling with that decision the entire time.
You knew that?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know in real time. Erica told me, like, after, like, yeah, it was I knew she talked to ESPN. I'm like, how are they doing? She's like, well, the show is off, on, off.
It's like game time decision, right, whether they're even there.
Correct.
Okay.
I thought after we left the first show, it would all blow up.
Yeah.
I've heard rumors there was a threatened walkout of some of the women at ESPN. I don't know what John Skipper does that. You have an internal revolt. I mean, think about it. Play that out. Sarah Spain, Sam Ponder, they walk out over this, right? Do you know how bad that looks for ESPN?
Optics, PR-wise, is
horrible. So,
they haven't had the best PR in recent history.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on with their company, and I think the last thing they want is more controversy. But I also think setting this precedent of, like, the inmates running the asylum, where what if they stamp their feet tomorrow about another show, and another show, and another show? At some point, you got to put your foot down. John, is it Skipper?
Yes.
John Skipper decided Barstool Band Talk and a once-a-week show is not worth me putting my foot down, I get it. But at some point, bro, you're going to have to put your foot down.
That's what he did. He put he's like, this headache is not worth it. John Skipper, I'm sure, knows he looks like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks like a gigantic idiot.
I mean, he probably hates the employees making us look as much as he hates Barstool.
The quote he had, we didn't think Barstool would be associated with Barstool, sounds like the dumbest thing ever said.
And he has to know how stupid that sounds, too.
Right, but the big thing here is, like, even as an outsider perspective, right, I'm in Indianapolis, and kind of watching everything grow from an outsider's perspective, not the every day-to-day operation. Whenever you linked up with ESPN, I was completely confused. I didn't think it would be ESPN would be the first company that would make a deal, like a TV network that would make a deal. It's a Disney corporation. It's known to be politically correct. I mean, Tim Tebow was the guy for a long time there, paying the bills. So I thought it was a weird relationship to begin with.
They're desperate for this audience. They love Big Cat. They love PFT.
Big Cat and PFT are talented individuals.
And
incredibly talented.
Yeah,
relationship for me was just an interesting one. Like, right, ESPN isn't the first thought. You would think, like, maybe Fox Sports would take a shot.
Right, it's a little more edgy.
Something like that. ESPN,
that shows the desperation.
It was a progressive move by them. I credited them for doing it.
During the first wave of controversy, they stuck through and threw us.
So, if I'm listening to this right, these guys.
The factor was nobody anticipated Ponder
did a show for ESPN that got canceled, and now they're complaining about it.
No, and then doesn't, like, stage a walk-in.
Yeah.
But even, I think they could have dealt with the first wave of Ponder. I think her threatening to walk out, you just can't have that. 2017, all your female employees quit because you made them feel uncomfortable. You're on best. That ain't happening.
Right, so that's why I'm not, so it goes back full, that's why I'm not Tornado. Like, I get what ESPN did. I can't be mad at somebody desperately really wanted the show, who was willing to put up with a lot of backlash, which was going to come. Nobody predicted Ponder sabotaging her own company, and you can't be mad at it, but that's what she did.
Right.
Anybody who is looking at this, Ponder was out for herself. She sabotaged the company. Sarah Spain, I think, kind of hates us. She wants her own show. I heard uniformly, like, she was just freaking out that they got a show before her. So what are the motives there? Who knows?
Dude, there was, like, 100 layoffs.
She'd have to be that girl and be like, how come Dan Katz and PFT had a show before me? Because they're fucking wildly talented and infinitely more popular.
And by the way, it's not just us. I mean, they hired Kitty. They hired a bunch of names to Romero.
He's Romero.
Fuck it.
Whitened tomorrow. That's one thing that's happening, but her friend has a tarantula in her backyard. Your friend lives in San Jose and found a tarantula back there?
Yeah, that country living. It was right by her sliding door.
today's going to be fucking crazy and shitty, and I hope it doesn't go bad, because it's already 80 degrees. It's fucking 9:15 in the morning. Right back to a fucking heat wave. That's this time of the year, is you get these huge fluctuations like this. Where it's like right back to summer weather for a few days, and then it's practically, you know, raining the next. And that stuff kind of blows through. It's just fucking weird.
Cross like on the floor. and Chicago. And Ben's an icon with your favorite no con.
Thank you.
tunnel looking real bad this morning.
Hey, it's Rich Davis from Pop 2K. This is a decade you can't forget about.
Oh, I don't know.
Remember putting someone you like in your top 8 on MySpace? Bootcut jeans were all the rage. I had lots of highlights in the 2000s, even in my hair.
Rich Davis, playing top hits from the first decade of the new millennium.
Don't tase me, bro.
Weekday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, remember the guy that said that. XM. You can wave all you want, but I gotta like go here. Wait, what the fuck are we doing? Fucking tourists or something standing like in the crosswalk, just waving cars by instead of walking through. Like, and it's just fucking up traffic immensely because people are like, Taco Bell became a pokey place. You want to get some, it's called Poke Time. KFC Taco Bell. People still gather in front of it to get on buses. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. There's still people kind of lined in front of it, but not the way it used to be.
As he presents something old with something new. Classic and new tracks from first wave artists. Today, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
Couple is trying to step out into an intersection so they can take a picture of this woman standing with the Bay Bridge in the background. Which I guess, I don't know. I mean, it's not the Golden Gate Bridge. If you want a bridge in the background of your photo and you're here, you want the Golden Gate Bridge. But this is a nice shot, you know, like all the way down this hill, all the way to the bay, you see the Bay Bridge, see the water. It's like, it's kind of cool. Take a picture of it right now and post it to the internet. It's kind of cool. Konami, huh?
Yeah.
I assume that Metal Gear Survive is gonna get into that line of work, right? I mean, that game clearly comes from Zero Vision to begin with, so why not just fucking bolt on some more trends? You know, maybe they could get For Honor to support 100 players, and then you could have a melee-styled battle royale game. I think that would be potentially interesting. Like, mechanically, how would you handle so many, like, multi-person melees? Like a system of counters and counter-counters and to stop you from, you know, because you wouldn't want every single one-on-one fight to be ruined by someone just running up and sticking someone in the back, right? You would want players to have an option to deal with someone running up behind them in like a melee game, right? You'd want there to be some kind of way to skill out of it if you were good enough. Otherwise, that's how all your kills would happen. Is, you know, someone would get engaged with someone head-on, and someone else would run up and be like, check this out. Stuck you. Dead. Done. Did you see this shit where H1Z1 King of the Kill renamed itself to just H1Z1? Like, that was the end game for all of their transitions? Like, they renamed... So what was it? Okay. So there's H1Z1, and there was H1Z1 King of the Kill. They renamed Core H1Z1 to Just Survive. They may have renamed it to H1Z1 Just Survive, and then renamed it again. I can't remember if there were one or two steps in that process. So they renamed the Core H1Z1 thing to Just Survive. And then... just last week renamed King of the Kill to just H1Z1. Like getting rid of the King of the Kill name and just, you know, I guess like at some point like that's what everyone called it, right? Like, oh, it's way some H1Z1, you know, and they meant King of the Kill. So it probably clears up some confusion while also putting the most recognizable part of their brand onto the most popular part of the experience or something. So you have a game called H1Z1, which is not what H1Z1 was 6 months ago. It's a battle royale game. And you have a zombie survival game called Just Survive that they say is part of the H1Z1 universe. Whatever that means. I imagine they, you know, I think you're right. I think King of the Kill is a better name than H1Z1, but I wonder if maybe they just couldn't lock that down. Like, trademark wise or something. Whereas they already had H1Z1.
And through their Tegan and Sarah Foundation, which fights for health, economic justice.
And now I wonder if Fortnite will go through the same process, right?
Girls and women, they have released the Con 10 covers album. They've recruited Shura. Ryan Adams.
Because now the popular part of Fortnite is not Fortnite, is Fortnite Battle Royale.
Shamir, Churches, many others, even Cyndi Lauper, to contribute covers to this album.
So at some point you just say, oh, that's Fortnite, and now we've got Fortnite, just build.
The submission from
just walls.
Hannah doing cover
just co-op.
Tegan and Sarah's Dark comes soon. After that, we will hear from an Indiana-based artist by the name of Omar Apollo. Released some really impressive tracks recently. We're going to play a very vulnerable cut called Beauty Boy that I am really enjoying. It's got some very brutally honest lyrical content, and it's quite pretty. And then we will hear from Chicago artist Knox Fortune. He spent many of the last few years working on co-producing Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book and Joey Perp's music and Nick Mensa's music, but now has a self-released record that came out in late September called Paradise. And from that, we are going to hear the track Keep You Close.
We got 10 minutes till Destiny launches, right? I resented having to reinstall the Battle.net client. I was like, ugh, can't believe I'm doing this. But I did. I think it's funny. It's funny, but maybe petty, but also I get it, and I would probably do the same thing. In that situation, like, if you, like, Battle.net is just like, it's a row of Blizzard games that now say Blizzard on the left-hand side, and then at the bottom says Activision Destiny 2. Like, in a totally separate section from all the Blizzard games. Blizzard has done a good job of fighting off Activision's style, I think, when it comes to the Blizzard brand and Blizzard's decision making and how they do stuff. Like, they've done a good job at least, like, visibly looking like Blizzard. I'm sure that doesn't come easy. I'm sure that has been something that requires an almost eternal vigilance. To protect that stuff. It is already 80 degrees. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, and maybe the Mummy Demastered thing would have been free if the movie was good. If there was any chance of people wanting the movie, maybe this would be a good way to remind them that it exists. But in a world where that movie is what it is, they gotta get what they can. Or maybe it's like a full experience. I don't know. Like, WayForward made it, right? Like, maybe it's a proper, like, longish kind of thing.
Okay, what do we got here? Got me getting over two lanes with no problem. Despite all those cars back there. Nice. Nice when it works out. It so rarely does. And then, like, there's a bunch of construction people, like, all kind of just milling about, kind of standing where my car needs to go, but just on the outskirts of it. And as some of them are waving me through, another person throws out a hand, like, in a way that says, hey, stop. But, they just do not have their shit together here when it comes to this stuff. All right, I'm here. I gotta go. Everybody have a Tuesday. Do your Tuesday stuff. Do your Wednesday stuff, too, if you can. I mean, get it out of the way. We